This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So we need to start our podcast where we start every podcast because, you know, Cassidy.com is amazing.
It really is. It is the go-to for us for all of our naughty play dates in and out of town, I should say.
Yes, it's also a great place to learn about events happening, not only in your local area, but if you have plans coming up for travel, you can see all the slutty, sexy fun going on where you're going.
Yes, we are planning to use it a lot this upcoming year for all the shenanigans we've got going on as we travel all over.
2020 is going to, yeah, I mean, Cassidy's going to be key to our fun in 2020. So
yes, it is.
If you want to see what it's about for yourself, really check it out. Make sure that you go over to frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner, get 30 free days to test it out for yourself, start meeting local friends, people when you travel, seeing events, all sorts of fun stuff. And you can find our community, which is coming up on 1,700 members.
1,700 super kinky folks.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome. Jump on board.
Yeah, you get to see lots of tits.
Yeah, yours are always out. And our community folks are very fun and very naughty. They're a good time.
They are naughty. You want to know who else is super naughty?
Who's besides you? Who else?
Our Patreon members.
Yes, they are, but they're also very awesome.
We have a plethora of new Patreon members this week, which is so fun. So many people jumping on board, getting into our Telegram group, getting into our sexy, naughty Snapchat group.
Yes.
Which is super fun. I love showing off my tits and my ass. And you ate my pussy the other day and we totally put it on Snapchat.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that yet.
Well, I saw it and it was super hot.
Well, you totally saw it because you took the picture.
And our Snapchat friends saw it too. So you want access to our Telegram group, Snapchat, weekly bonus episodes, and so much more, head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. And like I said, a huge shout out to our new Patreon members. So our new Patreon members this week are Ed, the Doctors, Thomas, Lance, and Cliff. Thank you guys so much for joining the fun.
Yes, and we have one of our patrons is in New Zealand, which is awesome.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yes, yes. He is awesome.
People from all over the world being slutty with us.
Well, yeah. What do you expect?
People like to be slutty.
Well, you're naughty.
Oh, you're blaming it on me?
Well, I'm not. It's not a blame thing. I'm simply saying that because
I attract slutty people. Is that what you're saying?
Because of your naughtiness, nothing to do with me. Solely to do with
Oh my God. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're an angel.
Compared to you.
So innocent. Yes,
I totally am. Which we'll expand on here later on. Based on what we
this
just
weekend was not a good example of me not being naughty and you being naughty. I will admit that.
Yeah, you were totally slutty this weekend.
I was. It was a slutty weekend. Yes. So yesterday we had an interaction.
Well, let's say, right now it's Sunday. So this will be posted on Monday. So Saturday night, we did have a very interesting interaction with a lovely young lady that we have had kind of, you've been communicating with her, and we did meet once before, but just had a drink and just kind of get to know you kind of thing.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that today. You're going to have to wait to hear that one because we're too excited about something that happened today that you guys are going to hear about instead.
Very literally, less than 20 minutes ago, we just finished up, just wrapped it up about 20 minutes ago.
And once again, my voice sounds like shit. Every time we do the podcast on a Sunday, I sound like, you know, I've been screaming at a football game or something.
Well, you were screaming for sure.
A football game.
Yeah, it was a rough couple hours just now for you.
My voice sounds horrible.
No, it sounds super sexy with me. And raspy.
Yes. So we'll talk about some fun we had today.
Yeah.
Today. And then last night's fun will be for a future episode. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we will probably share some of that with our our patrons on our bonus episode Tuesday. We'll let them in on a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Curious to hear what they have to say.
So first we have to get to single guy tip of the week, which I have this week, actually.
Then I think you should have at it.
Okay. So we have a group of people that we've been corresponding with from all over the country for a long time. It's like this become this really close-knit group of sexy swingers from all over the country, right? Yes. And this weekend, two of them, a fellow hot wife down mm-hmm. in the South, shout out to Stag and Vixen, you know who you are.
Yes.
And so anyway, they had an interaction with a single guy, and they were so excited about it. And it sounds like, from what they said, it was very solid mm-hmm. vetting. He was very well validated on Cassidy, had a really good reputation. Everything was kind of in alignment. They were really excited about the interaction. And then when it actually came time to play, he couldn't stay hard.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really common issue in the lifestyle. Probably not even in the lifestyle, just in general.
In general, for sure.
Right? But I think a lot of times in the lifestyle, we, as a hot wife, I can relate, you spend so much time really putting yourself into an interaction.
Yeah, prepping for it, for sure.
Right? I mean, it's not even only prepping, but you're also sharing part of who you are, and you're really giving a part of yourself to somebody in that moment.
Well, there's a lot. When I say prepping, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just a physical prepping. It's an emotional prepping. I mean, you've been communicating with this person. There's buildup.
There's questions anticipation. Being asked. There's answers being given. It's a lot of work. And so when it doesn't work out, you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah,
you
super,
know?
Yeah, super disappointing.
And also, the whole point of hot wifing is to enhance what you have with your partner, right?
Correct.
So when it doesn't go well, it isn't necessarily that super hot, fiery interaction that you are hoping for.
Right.
So it can be really disappointing.
Yeah.
I will say, in this particular situation, it sounds like the guy was pretty gracious about saying, you know, like, eh, I'm just not going to be able to get it up for whatever reason, and kind of bowing out gracefully.
Sure.
But another person in that same group said that a lot of times single guys will, for example, they won't be able to get hard, and then they'll blame her. For why it's happening.
Interesting.
So she provided the example of, she was with a guy recently, it didn't go well, he wasn't able to stay hard, and then he told her later it was because she was sexually intimidating.
Okay, so let me back up here a second. So I have very, very little familiarity with this, although I did see the correspondence. So am I to understand that the single guy in this mm-hmm. particular case that you just referenced
yes.
blamed the hot wife
yes.
for her intimidating sexuality for not being able to keep an erection?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna file that with in the same category that I filed last week, the 40-year-old guy who didn't know how to mechanically use a fucking condom.
Right.
Not buying it. Okay, I'm not buying it. That's not a thing.
It's a big load of bullshit.
It's a total load of bullshit. Now, I am not saying that he wasn't intimidated or there wasn't an intimidating kind of thing going on, but I've said this before. If you're a single dude, it sounds amazing to get into this interaction with a couple. You're going to bang a hot wife. It's going to be super fucking hot. If you have done it or haven't done it before, it's a buildup, right? There's an anticipatory thing going on and it's sexy. And you've got this thing built up in your head.
Right.
Well, then you get there.
Yep.
You get in front of this hot wife and maybe her husband or her significant other.
Which can also be weird.
Which could be intimidating and weird.
Put yourself in his shoes for a second. That's intimidating.
No, for sure. That certainly can do it. But I've said, you know, these guys, they need to be prepared because you're not meeting a gal who is not sexually advanced. She is.
Right.
Her sexual IQ is probably as high or higher than yours.
Right.
She knows what she wants. She's been here before, more than likely.
Right.
And I don't want to say that the gal's necessarily going to take charge, but she should be dictating what happens. That's the norm, at least for us it is, for the most part. But you have to be prepared. It's not like you're meeting a gal who doesn't have experience.
Right.
You need to be ready for that. So if she's a little bit more aggressive or eager to get on with it, it's because she knows what's going to happen later. She's going to have super hot sex with you, hopefully. And then she's going to have super hot sex with her significant other because of what she had with you. She's eager, man. She wants to get going. So you got to be ready for that.
Well, and I think on a deeper level, I mean, obviously, I think that's an excuse that a single guy is using because he is sexually weak comparatively to the hot wife,
right.
Which is okay. You don't have to be on the same level. You really
right.
don't. But to say it's all the hot wife's fault is bullshit.
No.
But on the flip side, as a hot wife, I am never going to apologize for being a powerful sexual being.
No,
that's
of course not.
I should never have to do that.
No, you should. The gentleman, the single guy in this case, should already have known what he was getting into. I have to imagine that, you know, these are experienced folks that we're talking about, this couple. They, I'm sure there was a number of communications between them, whether it was a text or a DM or whatever. There was some communication between them. And in all of that, if you think that at some point, because of the way the conversation is going, that, you know, the tone, that you're going to be less sexually experienced than the woman with whom you're going to play,
and you're not going to be able to handle that well,
and you may think, man, I don't know if I can hang on. I don't know what this is going to be like. You should mention that,
right?
Much like I can't wear fucking condoms,
right?
You should mention, hey, listen, you may be all I can handle. I've never been with a woman quite like you, with an appetite quite like yours, or, you know, that kind of thing. Let her know that up front. So maybe at least there can be a little bit of understanding from her end where you're coming from. She'll be a lot more receptive to kind of easing her way in, most likely. I mean, you would.
Yeah. But
if you're all full of piss and vinegar telling everybody
how this is going to be great, yeah, I'm so excited, yeah, it's going to be so hot,
yeah,
and then you get there and you can't stay hard because it's too much to handle.
Yeah, you're too intimidated. Like, come on, man. That's, you know, you should have
made this. Once again, it comes down to solid communication, you know? If you think that's going to be a situation going into it, and I do think, obviously, I'm not a man. I don't have the issue of I can't get hard during interactions.
Sure.
I would assume that there are times you go into an interaction and you don't know that that's going to happen.
Of course not.
It's a million different factors that can happen in the moment where you go, oh my God, like, this isn't working for me.
Sure.
And so I can't get hard. Or everything's working too much for me and it's sensory overload, and that also makes it so that I can't get hard. But I also think that there are situations where guys can be more communicative, especially with a couple, a hot wife couple, a very advanced, experienced hot wife couple,
yeah,
about, here's my experience level, here's what I'm comfortable with.
Right.
No, I'm not usually with women that are super sexually adventurous and exciting, and that may be something that's too much for me to handle.
Yeah, especially if you're a guy who's just dipping your toe into this. Don't throw it all out there like you've got all this experience when you have none or very little.
Be honest about it. Yep, yeah, totally.
That's a recipe for disaster. It's not going to end well. And you're going to be found out quickly, because chances are the couple with whom you're going to play, or the hot wife with whom you're going to play, absolutely is experienced. She's going to sniff that shit out.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's absolutely. I agree. It's too bad. It's too bad that they had that experience.
Yeah, I think they're resilient. I'm sure they'll pick themselves up and,
for sure,
and move on. And I don't think they had any hard feelings about it. And I think that's the other thing, is if you go into an interaction with a couple and all of the stars are aligning up until that point when you can't get hard, it's really not the end of the world. You know, nobody in the room is going to, if they're an experienced couple, nobody in the room is going to be like, oh, this motherfucker, because you can't get hard.
No, listen, we've all been there. We've all had odd guys. I'm referring to the men that are listening and that are part of this conversation, so to speak. You know, there could be any number of things that get in your head at any given moment, but to blame the woman because she's too advanced for you.
Yeah, fuck off with that.
Yeah, listen, it's the equivalent of, I've never used a condom and I can't use them. It's horseshit. You know, I don't buy it. So it's a mental thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So nice tip of the week there.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're doing
I don't
right.
really know what the tip of the week was. What was it?
Well, you were referring to the couple that had the experience with the gentleman who blamed her.
No, I know, but what's the actual tip?
Well, for me, it's really
simple.
Be
communicative about what you're comfortable with and your experience level, so that you don't go into a situation where you could potentially go soft.
No, well, yes, it's that for sure. But for me, it's a little bit more than that. It's, again, it's an honesty thing. It always sounds awesome, the idea of getting with a hot wife and being in this environment with a couple, or with a woman that's part of a couple. The idea of it sounds really cool. And because of that, I think a lot of these guys, they fudge a little bit on their resume.
For sure they do.
You know, they fudge the resume a little about how experienced they are.
Yeah.
And then they get into a situation where, oh shit, I was not prepared for that. And that's a problem. Just be honest with your level of experience in this space. I promise you, single guys listening, I promise you, If you do that, you will absolutely taste more success than you will if you are full of shit.
Yeah, because if someone's honest with me, I'll totally take them by the hand and kind of lead them into the sexual interaction with me. I will probably be a little bit more what's the right word?
Well, you're going to be a little, I mean, it's odd, but I mean, you're going to be a little bit more gentle in coaching as it goes along.
A good word for it. I'm not going to put my full sexual energy out there right off the bat. I'm going to kind of curb that right. to a certain degree to make sure that it's a good experience for all involved.
Well, we've done this before. And even for me, when we are meeting with a single guy that we know has limited experience because he told us so, told you so at the get-go, when we're first meeting with him, part of what I'm doing with him is trying to gauge his level of comfort as we have a conversation. And then I kind of coach him through, hey, this is the do's and the don'ts as far as you're concerned. Not every woman, but as far as you're concerned, these are the things you want to do. These are the things you don't want to do. This is what you want to look out for. Here's how she's going to react. And kind of work his way through it so that when the time comes, he's a lot more comfortable.
Yes.
If you do that and you're up front, because listen, once again, this isn't a them against you. If you're a single guy, it's not the couple against you. They want you to be successful. They're in the single guy business.
Right.
You know, so just fucking tell the truth.
We're all on the same team here. We all just want to get fucked. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get to the same.
Everyone wants to get banged.
The finish line is the same. Everyone's trying to get through that fucking finish line.
Right.
So no one's trying to fucking cock block you in this situation. Just fucking
be straight
up. We're
not trying to trip you up here, dude.
No. Just be fucking straight up. You'll find out that the couple's going to be super appreciative of it.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
I mean, listen, there's not a huge number of guys that are super fucking experienced in this, particularly where we are, like in rural communities. You don't run into a fucking ton of dudes that know what's up.
How many people have had a lot of experience with hot wives where we live?
Not a lot. Since
40?
Not until we came to the picture. But, you know, I mean, you should really just be honest and just tell people what your true level of kind of understanding of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, and what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with. Don't tell a hot wife for the sake of fucking her that you're okay with whatever she wants to go along with. If you're not okay with that, you need to say, like, listen, I've never done that. I have no experience with that. I don't really have a taste for that. You know, whatever it is. So you can kind of figure out if you guys, A, if there's a connection, and if there is, where the middle ground is.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the best way to do it. Just fucking be honest.
Yes.
You know, single guy tip of the week. Don't fucking fudge the resume, man. Just tell it like it is.
And hot wife tip of the week. Never fucking apologize for being a strong sexual being.
No.
You should never have to apologize for that. If anyone ever asks you to apologize for that, tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yes, absolutely. Said right here.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. I'm all about the sexy hot wife, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong women.
Yep, I dig it. I like my women, yes. Like I like my coffee. Strong and bitter.
Bitter? I'm not bitter. Get out of here.
Yeah, just strong.
Okay.
Just strong. Whatever.
Good. Yeah. So we have a really fun interaction to talk about today.
Yes, we do. And a surprise, I might add, for me, anyway.
You heard about it earlier in the day. I didn't spring this one on you.
No, but it wasn't, I mean, we didn't have any conversation about it until this afternoon, like a couple of hours before we were having this kind of,
it didn't just, you know, in the moment, like, hey, let's do this.
No, that would have been weird.
I didn't want to go that route.
Yeah, that would have been a little weird, yeah, considering what had happened.
So I will say, this interaction is something that we have received a ton of communication about.
Yeah.
People asking, when is it going to happen? Why haven't you done this yet? Why haven't you talked about it on the podcast yet? It's a big deal, I think, for hot wives.
For any woman,
specifically.
For that matter.
Yeah, but I think for hot wives, it's one of those like fun, sexy things, the bucket list item that put on the list because you're in the hot wifing lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have not experienced it up until this point. I should say I haven't. So
yeah, no, it was really kind of interesting. And it's funny because, I mean, we'll get into it, but this, of course, is an interaction, of course, that you had with Clint, your regular playmate. And so we're very comfortable, obviously, all of us, right? There's this level of comfort.
Yes.
That he kind of alluded to earlier, which was kind of, he said it in
a funny
way.
We'll tell it when we're telling the story.
It was kind of funny. But yeah, I must say there has to be a level of comfort for this particular scenario to take place, I think, with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got to be super cool with everyone in the room, you know?
So should we just tell the story?
Yeah, we'll just jump right in.
Okay. So Clint and I had a play date planned for today. And I think it kind of started out as just he and I playing and doing our normal thing.
Right.
And then I asked him this morning if he might be open to trying something new.
Oh, you asked, you didn't ask him till this morning?
Till this morning.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought this was like a planned thing that I was the last one to know about.
No, like so night. I asked him this morning if he wanted to, and he was like, sure, let's do it. Sounds good.
Yeah, cool.
He was like, twist my arm, why don't you? I was like, great. So then you and I were out at brunch or lunch or something, and I said, hey, what do you think of us doing this thing today? And you said, oh, sure, I'm down.
Yeah.
So Clint came over and you were up in the shower, right? You went and took a shower.
Yeah, I was hanging out. Wait, you were getting dressed and getting showered and all that stuff. I was downstairs on the couch. And when he got here, I just ran upstairs because I'd been working in the garage and we're getting the house cleaned up. So I wanted to, you know, clean myself up, obviously. So I took a shower.
Yes. So he and I are downstairs. He's having a beer. We're just kind of, you know, catching up and having a good conversation about just vanilla, normal stuff. And then we start making out on the couch downstairs. He starts growling at me like he always does, which is so fucking hot. And then we made our way upstairs. Once again, you're still in the shower.
Yeah, I'm the shower door's closed. I'm doing my thing, cleaning myself up. And then I come walking out and he's leaning up against our dresser and you're just sucking his cock. He's fully clothed. His pants are down. He's fully clothed. And
he wasn't fully clothed. His cock was out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, his shirt's on, his pants are around his ankles, his shoes are on. You know.
You come out of the bathroom and you're like, well, I guess I don't need to get dressed. And, and Clint says, no, I think I have too many clothes on.
Yeah, he absolutely did at that moment.
So I'm sucking on his cock. He is forcing me down on it. I'm choking on it.
Yes.
He's like kind of doing a little face hitting while I'm sucking his cock, which was kind of hot.
Yeah.
And then he told me I should come suck your cock.
Yes, because he had to get undressed.
You were sitting on the couch and I kind of crawled over to you and started sucking on your cock a little bit. Actually, mostly your balls, right?
Yeah.
Licking on them and sucking on them. And then I wanted to change into a new piece of lingerie I have.
Yes.
So I excused myself, went to the bathroom and changed into the lingerie. And then I came out. Then what happened?
You came out. He was already undressed. I was still sitting on the couch where you had left me, and you came back over and started sucking my cock again.
That's right.
Because he had kind of gone around to the other side of the table. He had got a glass of water and was putting a condom on.
Right.
So you came over and got on your knees and you were sucking my cock, and what you were wearing is this really very sexy wine burgundy colored, you know, one piece kind of nighty thing. Very, very hot.
Yeah, it's like it kind of plunges in the front, so it shows off my tits really nicely. Yeah.
It's very short, so obviously picking it up was a no-brainer. So while you were on your knees sucking my cock, he was behind you. I think he was fingering you at first.
He was playing with my clit, and then he started fingering me, and he made me cum that way.
Yes.
And while your cock was in my mouth.
Yeah, well, here's what I thought was really interesting about today, particularly, not what we're going to talk about with standing, but in general. So our interactions, as we have, the three of us have played simultaneously now three times or so, something like that. As we've done that, the level of comfort has increased, obviously.
Right.
So he and I don't even we have no conversation or interaction about what we're going to do. We just do it.
Right.
So again, while you're on your knees and you're sucking my cock, he is fingering you from behind and I'm forcing you down on my cock. So you're choking.
Yeah.
He is forcing your head down on my cock at the same time.
Yeah.
Slapping your ass. And we're really just being like, not even so much trying to outdo each other, but we're just trying to see where that level is going to get to, because we're both being really rough with
you. Really rough.
So I think for both of us, and I was interested to see what your level of comfort was going to be and where that line was going to be crossed. And we didn't.
You didn't cross the line.
Ever, all day, oddly
enough.
No. And we were trying. I could tell he was trying and I was trying.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt like you were trying to like one up each other in the most like sexy way possible. I was so turned on by the whole thing.
Yeah.
So like so he forces me down on his cock first. Then I come over and suck your cock. You're forcing me down just as hard, if not harder.
Yeah.
And then he's behind me fingering me and spanking my ass as hard as he possibly can.
Yeah.
While you're choking me with your cock.
Yeah, well, his one hand was leaning on the back of your head, so it was kind of pushing you down, and I had your hair was up in a bun, so I've got your hair and I'm holding you down at the same time, so you can't move. Right. And so it was one of those things, like I said, we didn't have that conversation. It just really worked out well that way.
It was so hot.
Yeah,
I loved it.
So from there he gets up and he goes over to the bed.
Right.
Now actually he sat on the bed for a second, but you got up and you started riding my cock, like you had your back to me.
No, so this was almost the hottest thing of the entire thing in my opinion. So you told me to ride your cock, turn around and ride your cock.
Right.
So you're sitting on the couch, my back is facing you, yes, and I am riding your cock facing Clint.
Correct.
And he comes over while I'm riding your cock and starts choking me and, yes, slapping my face.
Yes. So you're riding my cock. I've got you by the hips and your ass. I'm really squeezing hard. I'm slapping you.
Yes.
And he's choking you and slapping your face at the same time.
So you're smacking my ass. He's smacking my face. It was sensory overload.
Yeah, he was pulling your hair.
Oh, my God.
I was holding your left arm, I think, in your right buttock, your, yep, right cheek.
Yep.
And so, you weren't going anywhere. Really just kind of stuck there.
Oh, it was so
and
hot.
You came so hard, but he, like, normally you would kind of lift up, raise up a little bit. You couldn't even move.
No, because he was forcing me down by, yeah, my throat.
Yeah, so you couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, so good. I, yes, loved it.
Super hot.
I loved it.
Yeah. So you end up, he ends up back on the bed now.
Yes.
So he's on his back and you're riding him now.
Yes.
Right? So here's where things get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You have a butt plug in.
Yes.
I think everyone who listens knows what that means.
Yes.
If you
means we're going to the farmer's market.
That's right. If you have a butt plug in, all bets are off. But, yeah, here's what's the best part of this whole thing. I'm still sitting on the couch. I'm stroking my cock. I'm watching you ride his cock. Your back is to me.
Yes.
So his feet are coming my direction. You have a butt plug in.
Yep.
You came so hard, you shot the butt plug out.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about some little bullshit rubber thin little butt plug.
No, no, no.
This thing is stainless. It's stainless steel.
Stainless steel has a big old gem, yeah, on the end of it. It's like this. Yeah, it's beautiful, it's, little, yeah, butt plug.
It's heavy. It's a heavy piece. You shot it right off the bed. It was the funniest thing ever. So you came super hard. So now, of course, you're continuing to ride his cock, and you look back at me like, are you ready, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I grab some lube. Clint kind of gets his legs closer together because now he's on his back. You're riding him, and, yes, I have to straddle his legs and get behind you because I'm going to fuck you in your ass.
Yes.
It's DP time.
Fuck yes.
DP time. So this goes down seamlessly.
Yes.
It happened seamlessly.
I was so impressed. It was like, so he didn't miss a beat and you didn't miss a beat. You just fucking put it right in my ass and there was no weirdness there.
No.
And everyone just kept the motion going.
Yeah.
And
you came so hard.
I came so hard. My whole body was shaking.
Well, you forced him out of you.
Yes. I forced his cock right out of my pussy because I came so hard.
Right. So it got a little, we were all kind of out of position. So I got up and we all actually all got up at that point.
Yeah.
He went to the bathroom.
Yes.
I think went into the bathroom, kind of took his condom off, got himself cleaned up. I did the same. And then we all kind of meet back. We're back in the room now.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I'm back on the couch. You end up coming over and sucking my cock again.
Yeah.
He's behind you again now. Right. Yes. Only he's fucking you from behind. Goes, changes condoms. He starts fucking you from behind.
Yep.
And this is where things start getting more kind of intense, like a little bit more. There's a lot more impact at this point.
Yes.
So you're now on your knees again in the same position you were in. You're sucking my cock. He's fucking you from behind. Now, he is pulling your hair. I'm choking you from the front. He's smacking your ass. I'm slapping your tits.
Hard. Yeah. You were slapping my tits really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they were beat red.
Yeah. It was really, there was a lot of intensity going on at that time.
Yes.
So from there, you turn around. You start sucking his cock again, right?
Yep.
You're on your knees and I'm sitting there. So now he goes back to the bed.
Yep.
We're going to try this again.
Yep.
Now, I know where it's headed.
Round two.
We're
going to
try
ding,
this
ding.
Again. But this time, it was, again, he's on his back, same position. You're riding him. And I waited a little bit. So you came a couple of times while he was fucking you.
Right.
And then you kind of looked back at me. I was like, okay.
I said, are ready. You going to join the party? And
yeah.
You said, are we ready again? And I was like, fuck yes, we are.
Yeah. So I go over, hit the bottle of lube. And so we're going to try this again. So
yep.
Again, Clint gets his legs real close together. You're riding him. And this time, it was rough.
Rough.
So I'm fucking you in your ass. And
yes.
we've got a really good position going on at this point.
Yes.
But I'm holding you down.
Yes.
At the same time, he's holding you down. He's pulling your hair. He's slapping your face. I'm slapping your ass.
He has
ass.
My whole bun, my whole hair bun in
right.
his hand, squeezing it.
Yep.
At the same time, he's smacking my face. At the same time that you and he are both fucking me like in unison.
Yep.
Oh my God, it was so hot.
I was slapping your ass so hard that my hand was stinging.
Oh, God.
And then, of course, I'm forcing your head down while he's pulling on your hair.
Yep.
So you, I mean, we were just using you essentially.
I said, I think at one yeah. point I was like, oh yes, please use me like yeah. that.
You're coming and squirting everywhere. Only this time you didn't push anybody out of anything. It was, we were holding you down. You had no choice.
Yes.
So this goes on for like a full on 30 minutes and it was rough. And
I don't know if it was that long.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Because at one point I thought, she's probably going to need a break. This is getting
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it went for a bit. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, and you're beet red. I mean, your back is red because you're all heated up. Your ass is beet red.
Yeah.
Your neck was red. I mean, you were just worked over. Your arms yes. were red because at one point I was holding you down by your arms. Mm-hmm. So it was rough, man. It was so fucking hot.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
It was super fucking hot.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. This whole time, obviously you're enjoying it. But I'm thinking in the back of my mind, because there was a time when we talked about this many, many months ago, that you were not interested in the idea of DP at all.
Dumbass Brenna.
Well, it just wasn't part of, it wasn't on the menu.
Right.
You know, we weren't even like thinking that yeah. way. So I'm thinking to myself, while this is happening, I know she's enjoying herself because I could obviously see what's happening. I'm right here. But I wonder if when this is over, she's going to think we have to do this again. You know, and I wasn't sure at that point.
Are you
asking me? I know now. But I wasn't sure at that point, which I found really kind of interesting. So that goes on for 30 minutes. So we all kind of break, get ourselves cleaned up, and we just kind of meet back on the bed.
Well, what's so funny is we go from me being choked and slapped and fucked in my ass and fucked in my pussy and, you know, my ass is beet red and all of this super hot erotic stuff going on to, like, you guys are talking about, you know, fucking kitchen equipment.
Yeah, his dishwasher went down. Yeah, yeah, literally like an hour and a half of that shit. And then it's like 20 minutes of, yeah, fucking dishwasher just broke down on me. You know, conversations like that, talking about the color of the paint that I put on the walls in the bedroom.
Yeah.
The whole thing just went
so domestic.
Yeah, it got so vanilla so quick. Of course, we're all laying around naked. You know,
yeah.
that was the thing. But it was really kind of funny how that happened. And that's kind of what I was talking about, where that level of comfort comes from,
yes.
right? I mean, it's really important. When we, you know, have interactions like that, obviously. So I thought that
it
was
really it makes all the difference. It completely eliminates any sort of awkwardness or
yeah.
questioning of like what should happen next, or should this be happening, or is it okay if I do this? Like, none of that was going on during this interaction.
Here's what I think is really interesting, particularly as it pertains to our relationship with Clint. So a lot of times, like, somebody comes to the house, right? Or we meet somebody out, or you meet them at a hotel, or, you know, whatever the case may be. There's always a level of kind of, I don't know if it's awkward chit-chat or just almost like required chit-chat.
Yeah, it's like a required, you know, small talk.
Yeah,
yep.
Like, you're just having this small talk because, you know what inevitably is going to happen, but you got to kind of ease your way in.
Right.
For us, I just come out of the bathroom, out of a shower, and you're sucking his cock in the bedroom. I'm like, okay, so I don't need a robe or anything. We'll just jump right in it.
Yeah, why
so,
not?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really kind of nice, organic, comfortable thing,
right.
you know? So it's just normal conversation.
Yeah.
You know, nothing unusual.
I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you kind of excused yourself for a minute, right?
Yeah, well, we were sitting down. We were kind of, afterwards, you went down and got us some water, all of us some water, because we all needed it. And then you came back up and we were just kind of bullshitting. So I could tell I could always tell when he wants to spend a little time alone with you.
Right.
Because he's kind of flirtatious and he's rubbing you with his feet, you know, and that kind of thing. Because you guys were sitting next to each other on
yeah.
the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, hey, I'm going to throw something on, run downstairs, leave you guys alone for a little bit. And I went down, obviously had some water and sat downstairs again for like another 30 or 40 minutes and left you guys alone.
Right. So he and I are up there and we start making out again. He grabs me by my ponytail again and has me suck his cock and I'm choking on it. And then he says, I need to fuck that ass. Because he hadn't had a chance to fuck it yet.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know until he left that he did. You didn't even tell me. I didn't know.
Yeah. So he, you know, puts on another condom and lubes up. And he tells me to get on my stomach. So I lay down and he enters me from behind. And at first it was slow and, you know, kind of sexy and just, you know, not, it wasn't super passionate, super
right,
animated.
Yeah.
And it went from that to super aggressive very, very quickly.
Right.
I mean, within 30 seconds, he is fucking me like crazy, grabbing onto my shoulders, forcing himself into me, saying horrible things that I love. And it just fucking the shit out of my ass. It was so hot. And that went on for a while. I got really close to coming, and then he came, and I love when he comes super hard. It's my favorite thing, because he just collapses. It's like everything is taken out of him in that moment, and his whole body weight just rests on me, and I love it. It turns me on like nothing else.
I'm not surprised he came during that, because it was so hot the entire time. I mean, the build up, and I can only imagine.
It was so hot, the whole thing, you know. And then he's inside of my ass, just kind of very slowly pumping and still coming for a good 2 or 3 minutes.
Sure.
It was crazy.
It was a buildup. There was no doubt about it. It was a super fucking hot experience. There's no question about it.
So then we kind of finish up. We come downstairs and have our normal, hey, hope you have a good week conversation. And he leaves. And we immediately came up to do this podcast.
Yes.
So the question becomes, you haven't come yet.
No, not yet.
And you know that Clint has now fucked my ass, and there's been all of this buildup for you. So what are you feeling right now?
Well, for me, obviously the whole experience is hot for me, because I not only got to participate in it, but I got to watch it, which is just as hot. So for me, like sitting back and watching you guys is like the super fucking hottest thing for me anyway. So I've been worked up the whole time. And then I didn't know, because you didn't tell me until afterwards, of course, just before we got started recording the podcast, that he was fucking your ass. You're like, hey, you're gonna have to fuck my ass again later. I'm like, oh yeah, why? And you're like, well, because he fucked my ass. So I didn't even know that.
I'm like, you have to reclaim my ass.
And yeah,
like,
I had no idea. Okay. So of course, that's like obviously on my mind. So yeah, I thought it was amazing. I always enjoy the little bit of time in between, like when we have that session, the three of us potentially, and then I leave you guys alone, and then we reconnect afterwards. I that's the part I like the best about it.
Yeah.
Because it was a perfect experience, and I will get to benefit from all of that again. You know, not just watching it and participating in it, right. I get to experience it again.
Yeah.
You know, which is fucking amazing for me, so.
It was so hot. Yeah. I will tell you, if any of you are out there, any of you women are like, oh, I'm not sure if DP is my thing, or, you know, it might be too painful, or I'm going to feel too full, or whatever, just fucking do it. It's so amazing.
Well, yeah. So
you will be very happy you did.
So that was the first question I asked you when we were downstairs was, do you want to do that again? And you were like, yes, every day. Fuck
yes. If I could do it every day, I would.
Yeah, totally. So
it was so, and here's the thing. It wasn't, part of it was the physical, obviously being very full and, you know, having kind of the motion of you and him going back and forth, you and he going back and forth at the same time.
Yeah.
That was really, really nice. But for me, it's so much more about the mental part of it.
What part of it?
The idea of two men, two hot, sexy men that I'm super into, using me at the same time. It was so erotic to me.
Yeah.
On a level I don't think I've ever experienced. It honestly is probably my most favorite experience we've had in the lifestyle so far.
Yeah, that's what you said. I think that's pretty intense, because we've had a lot of them.
It was so hot.
Yeah,
it
was, and considering something it was something that you weren't even considering doing.
Right. And it also wasn't just the act of you guys fucking me. It was all of the other things going on. So you're grabbing me from behind, and I can feel that it's with a purpose. You know what I mean? It's this feeling of energy that you're transferring to me in that moment. At the same time, I'm looking down at Clint, and he's giving me this look of just pure pleasure, and he's so into it.
Right.
And so both of you are providing me with that energy. It was overwhelming in the best possible way. It was so incredibly sexy.
Yeah, it was intense. And like I said, for me, I know that these types of scenarios take place with people who don't necessarily have any kind of history or rapport with one another, whether it's a couple and a single guy, and it's kind of just morphs in.
Yeah, I'm sure that works out.
For sure. But I must say, I have to imagine that this is a better situation. I mean, it is for us, obviously. When you're with people, two people or three people in this case are 100% in sync.
Right.
You know, without even having to have a conversation about it, really. I mean, he and I spoke not a single word about this.
Right.
Nothing. So the idea that we were able to do it, and to be as successful and sexy and hot as it was, I mean, really just lends itself to why it's important for a couple like us to find that right particular playmate.
Yes.
For you. You know, you've got, we've got to have that synergy. It just works so much better for us. And we talk about this all the time. There's very rarely a situation where you're going to play with someone on the first date, the first time you meet them.
Right.
We really, really like the idea of getting to know somebody.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It just enhances everything for us.
Yeah.
And I think this, in this particular situation, also the fact that I was getting so much aggressive sexual attention from both of you heightened it for me on an insane level as well. If this had been a vanilla dude who I was fucking and you were fucking me from behind, and the whole thing was, aside from being DP'd, was super vanilla, it would not have been the same experience.
Well, that's the question, right? So that was a rough session. I mean, that was rough. So to kind of put it into perspective for people who, I mean, you know, we obviously play in the BDSM space, as does Clint. You've got two dominant people who are really just feeding off of one another. Our energies were feeding off of each other, and we were just using you however we felt like it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was trying to see what that level was going to be. We never crossed it, but I also think that you took a much more intense kind of session because of everything that was going on.
Oh, for sure. I can accept a lot more of the, you know, the pain threshold. My pain threshold is equal to the eroticism that's happening.
Right.
So
right.
I was so turned on. And because of that, I didn't feel any of the slapping or the hitting or the biting or the hair pulling.
Right.
It was like completely secondary to how much pleasure I was getting in that moment.
Well, here's something we forgot to mention. So when we got done, when I was fucking your ass, you were riding him, we kind of separated for a minute and we took that breather. But before anything else happened, you were laying on the bed on your back. He was kind of laying on the other side of you. I was standing up. I wanted to fuck you. So you were on your back.
Oh, that's right.
So I get on the bed, and of course I'm fucking, you're on your back and I'm on top of you. Well, I picked your legs all the way up in the air and I kind of, you know, put them together and had them over your head. While I'm fucking you this way, he just reaches over and it's choking you.
Yes.
What was that like?
Amazing.
Never gave it a thought. Obviously, he was laying right there. I thought, well, he'll get involved or he won't. But the thought of, like, he wasn't trying to, like, lick on your nipples or bite your neck or anything. Like,
right.
He just choked you.
Any other guy probably would have thought, oh, I'm going to stick my cock in her mouth right now, right?
For
oh,
sure.
She's getting fucked by him.
Your head's hanging off the bed, so let me get up off the bed and stick my cock in your mouth.
That's not where he went. That's not where his mind went. And that's why I enjoy playing with him so much, because he thinks about, because that would have been about his pleasure, right? Not 100%. Necessarily about mine.
100%.
Choking me because he knows how much I love it was about my pleasure.
Well, sure, because he knew in the position I was in, I couldn't choke you.
Right.
I had your feet together, pinned together and up in the air. So he just literally rolled over on one side and was choking you. Your face was beet red.
Yes.
And he kept choking you until you came.
Yes.
Which I thought was fucking intense. It was almost like he helped me out.
How was that for you?
I thought it was super fucking cool.
Because I think you've ever seen anyone, because he twice choked me to orgasm while you were fucking me.
Well, also though, the impact that he and I were feeding each off of each other, he was giving you the same level of impact I was. And I've never seen that either. I've never seen anyone do that to you at that level.
Was that a turn on for you?
Yeah, I thought it was super hot. Well, it was a turn on to me, but it was also a comforting thing, knowing that because he was so comfortable with us that he felt that he could do that.
Right.
My knowing that when I'm not around, like, I have no concerns about what's happening when I'm not there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you got to experience it firsthand.
Yeah. It's not I have no concern about it. So for that reason, it was super fucking cool. And when he did that, I thought, yeah, he's not concerned about himself getting off right now. He wants to see you get off. I thought that was really cool.
I think so too. I really appreciate, I know it sounds super weird, I so appreciated that he was choking me to the point where I couldn't breathe, but I did. I appreciated it so much because it really was kind of a selfless act in that moment.
No, 100%. And I wasn't even thinking, my head wasn't even there. I just wanted to fuck you. So when he did that,
you're naughty.
Yeah, when he did that, I was like, wow, that was really nice of you. Thank you. Yeah. While you're choking your face red.
Thanks for the assist, bro.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah. Overall, I will say this was my very favorite lifestyle experience.
That's saying something.
That's
for sure.
That's really saying something, because we've had some really amazing, fun, slutty moments, and for this to top everything says a lot.
Yeah, you were beaming when he left and you sat down on the couch. You're like, I loved that. I'm like, okay, so we're doing that again.
I couldn't stop smiling. I don't think I've stopped smiling since he left.
Yeah, it's super cool. Well, listen, this is something that you were dead set against it, but you had no interest in it.
Yeah.
Like you didn't want
to. And here's the thing. Like I said, so many people reach out to us. So there's this great group of like hot wives out there, right? That have been communicating with me. And every single one of them says, you guys haven't tried DP yet? Oh my fucking God, do it. Like put that on the list, make it happen. And I'm like, well, if everyone's so gung-ho about this being amazing, I have to find out what it's about for myself.
Right.
I'm so glad I did.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was a good time. And again, for us, it's got to be the right person that we're doing that with.
Yeah.
You know, so, well, and that was another thing I was thinking, because obviously Clint's fucked your ass before.
Right.
I was wondering, well, I wonder who she's going to want to fuck her ass, who she's going to want where. And it wasn't until obviously you started writing him that it made perfect sense that's how it was going to go down.
Right.
But did you even consider it going the other way?
Probably not the first time. Like if we were to do it again, maybe. But I think for this first time, I really wanted you to take the ass position.
Yeah.
Just because it's, you know, obviously I'm so comfortable with you. I don't think I was nervous. There was no trepidation going into this, but just that felt like the most natural way for things to go.
Right. No, so. It was super fucking hot for me. No question about it. Yeah, I'm glad we checked that off the list.
Me too.
Yeah. We got a long list, but that was checked off.
That was a good one to check off.
For sure.
I want to do it again. Well,
yeah, I mean, listen, you've got to take... It's like taking the opportunity when it comes to you, right? You have a regular play partner, a consistent, respectful, solid play partner who we both really get along with. Just makes sense.
And he was down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. I mean, the person that we're talking about getting involved in this has to be on the same page. So whoever that person is for you, you know, you got to make sure that, you know, that everyone's, again, there's no weirdness about it. You know, everyone understands what is expected kind of thing. But my whole take, I knew it when you told me about it today, that you had already spoken to Clint, right? I already knew that it was okay. We were good to go. So I wasn't concerned about he and I having to have that conversation. But the cool thing was we didn't have to talk about any of it.
Nope.
It was just organic.
Everything just flowed from one thing to the next, which was so cool.
Yeah, it was really quite a hot session.
Loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Tonight's going to be even hotter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna bang me?
Yeah.
Oh?
Because you're naughty, and that's what naughty girls get.
I'm excited.
Good, me too.
I want it again.
I know you do. I know you do.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Yeah, you're beet red still.
I am. Your chest is beet red. Now, too. Your face is red. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, you are red, so we probably need to give you a break, and then we'll have at it later.
Maybe not so much hitting and, you know.
No, you're going to be sore. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
My tits are going to be sore tomorrow. Yeah.
Was he biting you at all while you were riding him?
My shoulders. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have some. You're going to be a little bruised up.
Love it.
Yes, you're going to be bruised up.
Can't wait.
It was a good time. I really have to say I was super, super happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was our DP story, everyone.
Yes, we do have, as you mentioned, a single gal interaction that we enjoyed Saturday.
Yes.
We'll talk about that next week. Save that. We'll share a little bit of it with our patrons Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to hear about it before next week, you can hit us up on Patreon at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. We put a bonus episode out every single Tuesday. So we will definitely drop some nuggets of info to our Patreon members this week.
Yeah. And please, everybody, check us out at sexonyourterms.com. We have had an amazing response to that. Great success with it so far. Really enjoying communicating, just helping people out with whatever their concerns are, lifestyle related, alternative relationship related.
Sexual liberation in general. Yes. I love talking to people about their sexuality and what it is that really makes them excited about, you know, just exploring. That's been the most fun part of this for me. So, and I'm assuming for you, I don't want to speak for you, but
yeah.
So if you're in a position right now where, you know, you're not in the perfect sexual situation, but you know that you could be, we really want to talk to you and help you develop that. So check out our services at sexonyourterms.com. Or if you have a friend that could really benefit from it, or if you run into a single guy and you're like, you really could use Brendan Bryan's help, send him our way. We'll fix him and then send him right back to you.
Yeah, that's really the bulk of who we've been talking to. We have spoken to a number of couples now, but a lot of single dudes who are really trying to figure it out. They're trying to navigate it.
Earnestly trying to be good partners for Hotwives, which I fucking love. I think that's so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited for you because you have the opportunity to talk to women about, you know, empowerment and again, sexual liberation and sexual strength. You've had that conversation.
Owning your sexuality. It's a huge deal for us women. And I think it's something that we all really have to band together on. So
it's very cool. We're enjoying it. And we are going to be doing a lot more of that this year for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can also check us out on social media.
Please do. That shit's just, it's so much fun. It's taken off.
I love it. Yeah. So you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We also have a YouTube channel with toy review videos and informational videos and all sorts of fun stuff, which you can find. Our channel is called Front Porch Swingers.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what we have for you this week, right?
That is it. We have some sex to get to. So
we have to go bang now.
Yeah, we're gonna cut
this
short.
I'm dying for some cocks, so we're gonna go. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.